flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad Holmes yesterday at the podium, we carried the press conference live, and it was most of our 9 o'clock hour. We barely got a couple words in to react to it. So I think we have the chance now to do that and open up the lines and talk to Lions fans about what they heard from the general manager.
I think we all heard confirmation of what we already knew, and it should direct us when we're starting to talk about that number 28 pick or the number 60 pick. It's going to be the best player available, regardless of position. And he mentioned it there when he drafted Jack Campbell. They already had a pretty good linebacker room, but he was the best player available. They took Jahmyr Gibbs. And you could talk about positional value, all that stuff. He doesn't care. He wants the best player available, and then we'll make it work. Competition is okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of trust in Brad Holmes. Back-to-back executive of the year. This thing has turned around. They found all pros deep in the draft. He's done a fantastic job. The question is what needs to be done to get over the hump and win the Super Bowl. So there's two clips I want to play, and I think it will set the tone for where we need to go. Is this a mentality of to get over the hump, you got to be a little more aggressive, channel a little bit of that F them picks mentality, or is this we're doing everything right and just continue to stay the course? Play two different things he said. The first is about staying the course. What about F them picks? He was asked directly about that mindset, that mentality. Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. So where are you at, John?
I'm comfortable with him continuing to build through the draft. I really am, and because he's been so good at it. Now, would I sit there and say, no, I don't want to go get Max Crosby and spend draft capital? No, and I think he kind of hedged his bet there a little bit in regards to if it's the right player and the right fit and it's going to help us win, then we'll do the deal. But he also said, our philosophy is to continue to build through the draft. And they've done a damn good job at that. Just think of where they were 3 years ago and where they are now in terms of talent and depth on the roster. And he did mention, hey, and I think it's, we're more likely to see him go F them picks at the trade deadline than we are during the offseason. I really feel like that because going to get Za'Darius Smith, as he mentioned, it was the most difficult player transaction or acquisition that he's ever had because everybody wants those guys at that time. So you got a lot of buyers, not a lot of sellers. And as you start making those calls, which he said he did, and Dave Burkett backed it up, like they called Vegas to see if they could get Max Crosby, you find out that he's not available. Trey Hendrickson's not available. A lot of these guys are unavailable. And then the guys that are, you got a lot of buyers, not a lot of sellers.
Max Crosby has come out and said very positive things about Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, and how he feels about all the winning. Makes him kind of mad because he grew up here and I think he'd like to be a part of it. The Raiders have a new general manager than the last time Brad Holmes called. And I will highlight that again for people who may not have been listening very closely. Brad Holmes has already called about Max Crosby in the last calendar year, as reported by Dave Burkett of the Free Press. So I don't think it's out of line. I don't think I'm just making stuff up to suggest that Max Crosby should be inquired about yet again this offseason. And I know that flies in the face of stay the course, but it's also right in line with what Brad Holmes has already done. John, they've fallen short of the Super Bowl the last 2 years. This year specifically, they didn't even win a playoff game.
Right.
I do want to see some extra aggressive urgency. They don't have to give up their entire draft. They just added an extra third round pick from Aaron Glenn leaving and a third round pick in the season following. They've got plenty of draft capital. They're in a healthy position. If the Raiders are staring down a full rebuild and Max Crosby, who's under contract for the next 2 seasons, wants out and likes Detroit, and Detroit doesn't have a ton of cap commitments yet beyond 26, like where Aiden's deal won't kick in until after 26. Kirby Joseph, I think right around that time, will start to come in. The Lions are in a unique position to pursue Max Crosby, right?
Yes. So is it likely to happen? No, because players like that don't move around in terms of trades and don't switch teams very often because he's a game changer. And he's a guy that you could build things around as a franchise. But what do you need first and foremost to build a franchise or to build a team? You need a quarterback. And right now, Vegas has no path to a starting quarterback. They pick six. They don't have a starting quarterback on their roster. There is, and if they go out in free agency and they get a quote unquote, a Sam Darnold type of player, that doesn't do them any favors for next year because if they win, what, six games?
Great.
All right, yeah, they're going to be picking somewhere 9, 10, 11, 12.
And then Max Crosby's 1 year closer to hitting free agency.
Right. And so they need to amass as much draft capital as possible so that they can move up, whether it's this year or position themselves to move up next year. Because even if they had all that draft capital this year and they're at six and they, you know, they get as much capital as they can, they move up to one or two. Which quarterback do you think is a franchise quarterback that's going to be, I mean, there's never a, you know, can't miss guy, but is it Shadur? Is it Cam Ward? Quinn Ewers? Like, I don't see a franchise quarterback in this draft. Doesn't mean there's not going to be one taken in the first round, but I don't think there's one that is worth a 1, 2, or 3 pick.
Have we reached F them picks territory, or is it stay the course? 248-539-9797. We got ticket text. We'll get some phone calls. Want to know where you guys are at. The Lions figure to be in Super Bowl contention for the foreseeable future. To get it done, do they simply stay the course? Or is it time to F them picks? Get a little more aggressive. We know they called about Max Crosby last November, as per Dave Burkett of the Free Press. And John, that's the camp I'm in. They fell short this year, according to Brad Holmes himself. And they didn't win the Super Bowl the year before with a 17-point lead in the NFC title game. These are missed opportunities. They're set up in a way where they're going to keep this core together without any cap manipulation for the next 2 seasons. Starting in 2026, Sewell's deal gets to be bigger. Goff's deal may need to be restructured. St. Brown's deal will be on the books. At that point, they'll have to have made a decision on Laporta and Jamo, Joseph and Branch. You get where I'm going here. Like, in the next 2 years, though, everybody's going to be here without any tough decisions, really. Why not try to add a premier player like Max Crosby to give yourself the best chance to win a Super Bowl the next 2 seasons so that you don't squander 25 and all what if and 26 and what if. And then you have those decisions where you may lose a player or two. Everybody deals with the cap. Kansas City couldn't keep Tyreek Hill. The idea that Lions fans are in this period of bliss that they'll keep everybody forever, I don't think is accurate. So while you do have a little bit of a cushion here in the cap, and while you do have a team capable of winning a Super Bowl, I think it would be wise to do everything you can to chase that championship.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to be able to look at this. And so if they do say, you know, quote unquote, F them picks, and they go get Max Crosby, and they don't have 2 first-round picks for the next 2 years, do we still believe Brad Holmes can draft well in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th rounds?
Kirby Joseph in the 3rd, Amon-Ra St. Brown in the 4th. Even Mahogany looked good in the 6th.
Right, and you're going to get compensatory picks for Aaron Glenn the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. So you're back in the 3rd round.
Yeah.
And I don't buy into the, oh, well, he traded his 3rd-round pick because he knew that Aaron Glenn was going to head coaching job. No. But
it's
part of the way the NFL is set up right now. Yeah. Sure, there is that confidence that he can still find talent. Can you reliably count on all pro talent in the fourth round or the fifth or sixth round? I don't think so. You know, you're gonna find some diamonds in the rough. Did he just hit the oil well early in his picking, or is that going to be the trend of Brad Holmes where you can count on an all pro in the fourth round?
If you're going to keep hitting on all pros in the fourth, then even more reason to give up a first to try to win now. And if you're not going to hit on all pros in the third and fourth round moving forward, all the more reason to strike while the iron's hot and you have those guys on the roster. I don't know. I'm certainly not going to imply that Brad Holmes doesn't know what he's doing. Okay, he's back-to-back executive of the year. If they simply stay the course, they will be Super Bowl contenders in 25 and 26. And if he manipulates the cap, maybe 27 and 28 and so on and so forth. But you don't want to just be a contender. You want to be a Super Bowl winner. And you want to know that you're doing everything you can to win the Super Bowl, especially after heartbreak. 248-539-9797. Where do you guys sit? He says stay the course, says he doesn't believe in windows, the walls aren't closing in. And even in the F Them Picks conversation, implied that they want to build through the draft with the caveat, if the player makes sense, they're going to make trades. They traded for Carlton Davis last year. They traded for Za'Darius Smith. Those were thirds and fourths. But he kind of gave himself a little wiggle room saying, well, I am willing to do those things. So that's part of the conversation.
And it could all come down to, you know, what type of draft capital are you giving up and how long are they going to be here? Carlton Davis might only be here for 1 year.
True.
And so, I mean, and I can't remember, what was it they gave up for him? A fourth?
Third.
Third. All right. So are you willing to say, hey, you know, whatever we get out of him for 1 year would be worth the value of a third round pick? And I think for Carlton Davis, you'd say, yeah, I think it was a good trade. You couldn't predict he's going to get hurt at the end of the year. But that's part of the exercise that you go through in regards to that, because we've also seen him trade draft capital on draft day to go up and get guys like Broderick Martin. Now, has that worked out?
No,
not to this point.
And
the jury is certainly still out and will be out on Giovanni Manu. He talked about his development.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and I would
but
also,
we haven't seen it.
And I'd also say, like, Levi Onwuzurike, who he loved and who we were really sold on this year, was not a good use of that second round pick. Can we say that? That's not me trying to tear down Brad Holmes, the general manager. It's me painting the picture that not all your picks are going to hit. That's just the reality, even for the best general managers. So would you be willing to give up some of those precious picks to get proven veteran players? Brad Holmes already did it last year with Carlton Davis. Would you just simply up the ante and go for a better player?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's absolutely what should be on the table.
It'll be interesting to see how it all you know, it plays itself out in regards to.
And he wasn't going to tip his hand fully yesterday anyway.
No, because you still need to have a seller.
Yeah.
And I do believe it all goes to the philosophy. You've got a new general manager at Vegas. You've got a new owner in Vegas. And I know that Tom Brady 100% understands that you can't win unless you have a franchise quarterback. What's the path to that quarterback? And they may be in the same position that the Lions were in when they dealt Matthew Stafford. Like, you've got to have a reset at some point.
Yeah.
And if that reset is, hey, we have no path to a quarterback this year, and we want to tank for next year,
I know what you mean. The players try hard, but the organization sometimes puts one arm behind their back.
Don't give the tools that they need to win. And so if you're willing to say, hey, we don't have a path to a quarterback. What's our path to a quarterback? It's to, get there in the first or second pick next year. We can do that by one of two ways. We can be really awful and just earn it ourselves, or we can accumulate enough draft capital so that if we do end up with the, sixth pick like we have this year, what can we trade? How can we package together enough picks to jump up to 1 and 2? Because I think, I haven't done the analysis of who the quarterbacks are coming out next year. Can't be any worse than it is this year. I just don't believe Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, Quinn Ewers, go through the list of quarterbacks, that there's any quarterback in this draft that I want to sit there and build my franchise around.
I think the reason for the Raiders to consider a Crosby trade is what you said.
It's a reset.
It's a new GM. Crosby's only got 2 years left on his deal. They could always extend him, but they have to ask themselves the serious question. If they can't get a quarterback at 6 this year, would they like extra first to move up in this year's draft or next year's draft? And I think the answer is yes. And they could set the situation up for their future quarterback with some of those picks if they don't end up trading up. I think there's a case for the Raiders to consider it. And there's certainly a case for the Lions to get back into it. I stress back into it because Dave Burkett has reported, going back last November, that Brett Holmes was calling. The Lions were calling about Max Crosby.
I have full faith, one, in Brett Holmes as a drafter. I also have full faith that he's going to turn over every stone possible to see what is available. And if Max is available this offseason, he'll say, okay, well, what's the cost? And then they'll do that cost plus analysis and see if it makes sense. And if it doesn't, they won't do it. If it does, they'll make the move. And here's some comments on Twitch. And yeah. I think a lot of Detroit sports fans, because this involves more than just the Lions, are waiting for one of these franchises to do that all-in movement or moment. It's Tigers need Bregman, Pistons need Book, Lions need Max. Make it happen. I'm sick of sitting here hoping winning comes to us.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Texter says, can you really have Hutch and Max long term? Well, the beauty of this is Hutch's deal has next year and a fifth year option.
Which they'll pick up.
Which they would pick up and roll towards an extension. Max Crosby only has 2 years left. You could play the two of them next to each other and it's fine.
Right.
And if you can't extend Crosby beyond that, oh, gosh darn, we really went all in to win a Super Bowl. Who feels bad about that?
The timing works well for the cap for the Lions.
It does, because then in 26, things start to balloon, and you're going to have to kind of tamp down everything. And they can, but what I don't want to do is lose guys and start kind of playing whack-a-mole in 27 and 28, and they'll do the best they can. Holmes will continue to stock it as best he can, but this may be the richest pool of talent they have because they've drafted all pros in the third and fourth round. So to win it, so do everything you can to win it.
Then the question becomes, all right, you... Because I think we all believe, even if you send J-Mo over, because there was a caller or a texter that had mentioned that earlier, it's still going to require two firsts to get Max Crosby. I don't think there's any world where you're not talking about multiple first-round picks. So if that's the case, you send this year's 28 and next year's hopefully 32. And at that point, because he talked about watering the garden and keeping the offensive lines, stocked with talent, are you confident that Brad Holmes and the Lions, because you're going to have a lot of money committed. Yeah. You're not going to be able to go into free agency and spend a bunch of money on a left tackle, a left guard, right guard, or center. So are you confident that you can find another mahogany in the second or third rounds?
The answer is I'm confident in Brad Holmes, which I know is what
Colby
makes...
Colby Sorsdahl.
Well.
Broderick Martin.
More hits, more big hits than big
sure,
misses.
But not up front.
Yeah.
Aleem McNeil hit. Levi Onwuzurike, no hit.
Right. At simplest terms, yeah. Ticket Texter says, F them picks. He says, that's what we need to do here. Says, staying the course hasn't worked after the last 2 years. F them picks, Tom and Novi. Another F them picks, get Crosby. The aging Jared Sloth has a two-year window based on his statuesque athleticism. Matt in Heartland.
How quickly
do we turn on him?
We turn.
He's still very good, guys. You got to support him, but he's very good.
How many playoff games had they won before Jared Goff?
You know, exactly. I think it's very fair to be critical of the game he played last Saturday.
Yeah, 100%, and we have been.
The big jumping to conclusions is actually eye-opening. I mean, I know it's a small minority, but...
It's a fickle.
It's a very vocal one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fickle is what it is.
Who, Luke?
Texas says, staying the course is the way to go. If the defense had stayed healthy, we'd have the best team in the NFL. There's no need to do anything. No need to panic. No need to make a panic trade. Did Kansas City ever F them picks? Don't make desperate decisions because it worked for one team, the Rams. Let us know. We'll get the phones in the mix next. It's 97.1.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.